It's time for Movie Picks with Alice Reese. Alice Reese is a syndicated movie critic whose work appears in the Greenville Herald Banner, the Rockwall Herald Banner, and on KETR. We bring you this program Friday mornings at 7:20. This show is also available online at ketr.org. Sitting in for regular host Daniel Starks, I'm Mark Haslett. Alice, good morning, and tell us what we'll be discussing today.
Okay, Edge of Tomorrow, The Fault in Our Stars, and Words and Pictures.
Edge of Tomorrow, I understand that's a summer action film.
Edge of Tomorrow is a spectacular sci-fi action adventure, and it needs to be seen on the big screen, really, the biggest screen possible, and in 3D. It really is one of those that the technical expertise is just so important for this kind of a movie. So it's the real deal for summer. And it stars Tom Cruise, and he's kind of reinvented one more time. He's kind of still the biggest star in the world in these kind of action movies. This is debuting on D-Day, which the 70th anniversary of D-Day, and it's not a coincidence. One of the film's recurring scenes takes place on a Normandy-like beach in France, with the Allied troops battling, they're battling not Germans, but tentacled aliens called Mimics. And so far, the Mimics have gobbled up most of Europe, and England seems to be the next target. Well, Tom Cruise plays this public relations officer who has no intent of ever getting into any kind of battle, and he ends up there. And then what happens is that he's killed right away. And then he wakes up, and he's alive to fight another day and another and another. And it's, in that sense, it's like Groundhog Day. He keeps coming back. And you can suspend your disbelief pretty well because it's so well done. And he is an inept soldier who learns to fight by having a special forces officer who's played by Emily Blunt, who teaches this guy, who's a self-described coward, how to don these exosuits which they wear. And it turns out that he's the only soldier who has any chance to defeat this Omega, which is the brain of the Mimics. Anyway, this is just great summer popcorn entertainment, and I highly recommend it. It's got a lot of humor.
That sounds like the kind of action film that young viewers can enjoy, and there's enough there to hold the interest of older viewers as well. So this next one, I think it's an adaptation from popular fiction. What's it called again?
It's called The Fault in Our Stars, and it is based on a book by John Green, this best-selling novel, which is still on the bestseller list after only 123 weeks. And it is, unfortunately, I had never heard of it. It's a young adult novel, which is crossed over and done very well, kind of like the Twilight series. But it's nothing like that. It's totally realistic, and it's a teen romance. But it's kind of different because the teens in this both have cancer. And the girl, who is played brilliantly by Shailene Woodley, who is the hottest thing going right now, she plays Hazel Grace Latimer. She has to walk around hooked to an oxygen tank. And then Augustus Gus Waters, he has a prosthetic leg because he has lost that to cancer. They meet at a teen support group. And anyway, it turns into a fascinating romance. Totally sympathetic view of teenagers who happen to have cancer. They could be any teenagers. This is just their story. And I told everybody to watch it and weep because it is a tearjerker. And it has fanatical fans. They're already probably in line.
Well, it just sounds like a real compelling storyline, and certainly understand why the movie version is attracting a lot of attention. Now, this last one, Alice, Words and Pictures, definitely not your typical summer movie type stuff. This is a romantic drama.
Words and Pictures is more traditional in the sense that this could have come out any time of the year, but it just happened to end up as summer viewing. And it stars Clive Owen and Juliette Binoche as teachers at this Croydon Preparatory School, where He is a burned-out English teacher, and she is an art teacher who was a famous artist, and she's been sidetracked by rheumatoid arthritis. And, by the way, Binoche herself creates the actual art that's done in this movie, which is really something. But she's a painter besides being an Academy Award-winning actress. And so, anyway, the English students and the Clive Owens class, they go up against the art students. They go to war over which is more important, words or pictures. And it's brainy but highly entertaining. And I'm particularly fond of it because a good friend of mine was one of the producers on it, Gary Cogill, who for a long time was on the Film Critic on Channel 8 in Dallas. And I talked to him the other day, and he said he was there for every shot, every scene of it. He's a producer. And so it's been getting good reviews, so I'm real thrilled about it for him.
How do you know him?
Okay, he's the one that got me into doing film criticism. He was on Channel 8 for 25 years as a film critic, and I had met him just accidentally, and then we became friends, and so I started doing this too.
Well, good. So it sounds like KETR has a debt to him as well.
Yeah, well, thank you.
Great. Alice, I sure appreciate it, and we will talk to you same time next week.
All right.
Okay, thank you, ma'am. Bye-bye.
Bye.
You've been listening to Movie Picks with Alice Reese. Alice is a syndicated movie critic whose work appears in the Greenville Herald Banner, the Rockwall Herald Banner, and on KETR. She joins us by telephone from Greenville Weekly. This program is available online at ketr.org, where you'll find all of Alice's shows, and you can hear a new one Fridays during Morning Edition at 7:20 here on your station, 88.9 KETR, or online at ketr.org.